toward it, you see. So your determination works against you because your determination says, I must do it. Where your allowing says, it is already done. Your determination says, I have battles to win. While your allowing says, there is no battle. The well-being is already mine. Can you feel the difference? Hello.
Hello. I would like to talk about sound healing. And a few years ago, I kind of stumbled into this. I was listening to Sound Body, Sound Mind, which is psychoacoustic music. And that's the sound that the brain makes in a delta state. It's woven into music on a subliminal level. And I was listening to that, and I was also practicing toning that I'd learned from Wayne Dyer in Manifest Your Destiny. And I was practicing ah and om. And one night it occurred to me to put the two together. And I began working with that. And instead of trying to manifest things, what came to me was to simply go for peace and feeling harmony and joy. And so I was doing that, and everything started coming because I wasn't focused on anything but feeling peaceful and singing and listening to music. And it wasn't until I heard you, Abraham, that I understood I was just practicing feeling good all the time. But what I'd like to do is understand more about what it is about sound and vibration. I've also worked with dolphins, and I was pregnant with my daughter, and she's really into toning, and we work with music all the time. And I just love to hear more from your perspective about music and toning and singing and why that all works together.
Well, it's an easy answer, and you will feel how easy it is as you hear it. You already know it. But since everything is vibration, when you are offering an audible sound, in other words, sound, if you are teaching vibration to others, they are much more likely to equate vibration with sound than any other sense. In other words, sound, you can feel the vibration in sound. Have you ever turned your subwoofer up?
Yeah.
And it actually feels like it changes the rhythm of your heartbeat, mm-hmm. at times, the power of the vibration. And so because there is so much tactile awareness of vibration in sound, it is extremely distracting. And that's really all it is. We teach meditation, frankly, because it's easier to teach you to have no thought than to have pure positive thought. Because you just can't have been worried about something and all of a sudden begin thinking blissful thoughts about it. The vibrations are too far apart. But if you were really worried about something and someone were to get you to focus upon some sort of rhythm of sound and you were interested enough in it to give it your undivided attention, in giving it your undivided attention, you are distracted from the vibration that is not allowing, and in your distraction you come into alignment. And you feel better.
Yeah.
You see. We wanted to play with you just a little bit and say, so your vibrational escrow is full of all kinds of things that you want, and you spend 15 minutes a day, for example, toning or listening to the vibration as you are describing it in your process or meditating. And then for that time of meditation, you are in an utter state of allowing. And so you have a lot of movement vibrationally. In fact, you can begin to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in just that little bit of time. But then when you come out of meditation, if you go right back to fussing over something or worrying about something, then your gap is widened again. And a lot of people apply a process and improve, and then they come out of it, and they go back to where they were, and they apply a process, and they improve, and then they go right. And that's why we are talking here about downstream, upstream, as a moment by moment by moment aware experience. Because we want you, it's lovely when you find something like that that you can do, but we really don't think that it's practical to spend all of your time with headphones on or listening to the rhythm of something, yeah. or even oming your own om. In other words, we want you to find the pleasantness in everything that you focus upon until you just tune yourself. And you're really going to like this. In the way that you love through this process of tuning yourself into alignment. We want you to understand.